Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know this tune, Steiny? This bed?
No.
I bomb atomically. No? This is
sure.
Wu-Tang. This is Wu-Tang.
Oh! Okay.
It actually was a little...
You know what? You can hear Ghost Bass's influence there.
Ghost Bass?
Ghost Bass? Isn't that what... Oh, Ghost Face.
I know. Your favorite was the Chef. They have a chef, too. The Raekwon.
Now, let me be honest.
Yeah.
The guy that I had heard about is Method Man.
Now, do you know why he goes by Method
No,
Man?
No idea.
Because he's got the method. Well, there was a lot of method in the building last night. That's all I'll say.
Oh.
It was a great show. Run the Jewels is also awesome. They preceded Wu-Tang. The only thing that was tough about it is the guy whose first verse is on that bed.
Sure.
Triumph that Pasta came back with. He had a family emergency, so Inspector Deck wasn't there. That was kind of tough. But the rest of them were.
And how many comprise this group?
Well, there's like, I think, the original nine.
Oh, my goodness.
RZA,
GZA. That's an orchestra.
Face, Raekwon, Inspector Deck, ODB.
How do you know
this? God. And Method Man, so there's eight, and then Capadonna, and Master Killa. So, yeah, the original nine, and then Capadonna was I think the tenth.
Shut
correct
up,
me if, correct me if I'm wrong there, but they were all there outside of Inspector Deck. It was awesome. It was really fun, Steiny.
I bet it was. How you feeling this morning?
Oh, I feel great now.
Dynamite.
Yeah, at about 7:30, it was a little slow. But it's because I had a great time. And you know where I had a great time, Steiny? It actually wraps into this conversation.
95.7, The Game?
No, that's what you say at 212, so I get to do that today. It was at Chase Center.
Yes.
That's the key to everything we're talking about right now. We were discussing values. So how much of a hit would the Warriors take? It looks like they have an expiration date right now. Two more years, Curry, Draymond, Butler. After that, who knows? Kerr's got one more year left. What happens when the basketball takes a step back, when it's no longer the main product? And I actually think the reason why the Warriors and their brand are bulletproof is because of the venue that I was in last night. It's Chase Center. That seems to be the key to why the Warriors are worth as much as they are, why their value continues to increase, and why they've become this, really, I think, global brand.
Yeah, I mean, just from a practical standpoint, if after Steph's gone, if they're not very good, I don't anticipate they'll sell out every night if they're a below 500 team, but they'll still have all the concerts and my thought is, if the Warriors are the highest valued team, and it's because of the arena and it's because of the concerts, well, wouldn't it stand to reason that the Valkyries now are the highest WNBA franchise for the same reason? You know what I mean? Like in the Valkyries valuation, they're getting the money from the concerts too, because it's the same entity.
Well, I think that's why yesterday when the valuation comes out that the Valkyries are worth $500 million,
right?
I think it's 200 more than the next highest valued WNBA team. I have to imagine Chase Center is at the center of that. It's because of the venue. It's because they're selling out. It's because of the association and really like just the brand power of that building. And that's probably why, in the first place, the entire plan was to get the Warriors a privately financed venue. And it's not even just for basketball. Again, it's for everything. It's a multi-purpose entertainment venue. And that's why, like, I believe that Curry is everything to the Warriors. However, I think because of Chase Center and just the overall entertainment value, every single time you go there, no matter if it's for Valkyries, it's for concerts, they do comedy shows, they do a lot of different things there.
Right.
It kind of makes the Warriors bulletproof.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. It feels to me like they are always going to be one of the highest valued teams because of Chase Center, even if they have some down times after Steph and maybe they're not 500 and they're not selling out the building. But again, you're right. The building's still going to be used, you know, 200-300 times a year, and that revenue's still coming in. So from that perspective, it's great news because we'll always know the Warriors have money. Like, they have money. I get it. There's a salary cap, but they have money to do stuff.
Well, and that's why
they have money to go into the tax. They have, you know, if they need to.
Yeah, or pay as much luxury taxes as they.
Yep.
Well, before Boston last year, they paid the highest tax bill in the history of basketball. Let's go to Father Time in Napa. 888-957-9570 is the number. Father Time, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, guy. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Good, good. Okay. So many topics to touch on. I got three or four.
Right.
I was just listening to the valuation thing. You know, I believe it. If they're worth that much, that sounds great. But I guarantee you those billions of Warriors fans in China don't give squat about the Chase Center. You know what I mean? So when our man, I think he's a billion-dollar man, frankly, steps away, I think there's going to be some changes in that valuation. And I would only point to the one you just mentioned. When Sir Michael Jordan left the Bulls, what do you think happened to the Bulls' value or their, you know, their Q rating or anything else? I mean, it can happen. And I think the Warriors, this lets me segue into another topic. I think the Warriors are in really thin ice here. They've got, you know, their three best players are, allegedly, are on two-year contracts. Let's say they all quit. They all go out together. They make it to the semifinals and they think, that's enough. We can't do any more. And Kerr leaves. Who's the most electric player currently on the roster? There's one answer. His name is Jonathan Kuminga. He's the only person that makes you stand up and go, wow, in a game. He's the one that can yam on anybody in the league. So for guys like Lacob and Goober, who are entertainment dudes, there's no way they can envision a world of letting, you know, Kuminga leave without getting something back. And I think it's very hard to get something back that's going to sell tickets. Third thing I have is that Draymond, I mean, the Warriors laid their own, you know, bed recently. They chose between Draymond, Wiggins, and Poole in terms of renewing those contracts. This is 3 years ago. And they chose Wiggins and Draymond. And Draymond's an aging player. He's serviceable on the Detroit Pistons. And if we can get back the other Thompson twin, that would be dope, plus another player. I just think it's really challenging to be a Warriors executive right now. And they're their path forward is really tough. Anyway, I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. I feel like they're like every decision the Warriors have made in the last couple years, whether it's been a good move or a bad move, it's been to hold this thing together as long as possible. And, you know, here's the one thing that I'm a little curious about. Why, again, so Steph Curry's dad, Del Curry, said, oh, he's not even thinking about retirement.
Not close.
So why wouldn't Steph Curry ask for another year on his deal?
He might. Well, I think he did it last summer. It was just kind of later, right, because of the Olympics?
Yes. Yeah. But
so they got it done before the season.
Exactly. But, well, yeah, so...
he could also be trying to figure out if... So, like...
Well, I didn't think he would... Like, okay, remember last year...
Well,
he,
when do you stop assuming that he wants the max?
That's a great question.
Like, we saw Kyrie...
He'll always be worth it in a way.
Well, exactly. Yeah. We're talking about what the Warriors are valued at. But, like, Kyrie Irving yesterday just signed a 3-year extension. I think it's worth a little less than...
40
per year. It's like 119 over 3 years. And yeah, he's going to be hurt for one of them, but he took a step back financially. He's 33, 34 years old. You know, that contract's going to take him through his age 36, 37 season. I do wonder when Curry looks at his surroundings, looks at the Warriors, and wonders if it behooves him to just ask for a max extension this summer. Because if he asked for it, I feel like you got to give it to him.
I guess so.
Well, maybe you wouldn't, but...
Well, no, I'd probably have to, but if I were Steph Curry, what I was thinking last year, I thought there was a possibility that he wouldn't want an extension so that at the end of this year, he would actually be a free agent, so he'd still have enough time to go win another one or see what's going on here that might look optimistically about winning another one. Mm-hmm. So then he signs a contract again, but he didn't. He took that extra year, so now he's got 2 more years left on his deal. So, you know, I wonder if he views himself as, yeah, I'm going to play 2 more years. Here, and if things are looking good, I'll play another 2. But if they aren't, maybe I'll go somewhere else for the last 2 and come off the bench for another team or something like that.
I do think retiring here is important to him because I
do too.
Well, like chasing the 5th ring, I kind of feel like Curry's one of those guys that just looks at it. If it happens, it happens. If not, I'm content with everything that I've accomplished. But that's just me. The other thing about it is I mean, the reason why we're in this situation, and you mentioned the draft, and look, the NBA draft's later tonight. By the way, we're going to have a draft show tomorrow after the Warriors take their pick at 41. Myself and Mark Grandy are going to be on from 6 to 8 for the NBA draft show, so that should be fun. But it's all because of 5 years ago. Like, the reason why we're in the situation we are now is because of NBA draft day 5 years ago. Granted, it was in November. But that day, to me, is the most altering day, not just for the Warriors. I can make the case in various sports history in recent memory. That day, Klay Thompson tears his Achilles, and the Warriors select James Wiseman. And what it did is it basically was the beginning of the end for Klay in Golden State. And it didn't end, but it put an expiration date on the dynasty. Because you whiffed on a player that now, or even in recent years, could have ideally elevated you and set you up for the future. And instead, you lost a player and a franchise legend to an injury and eventually lost him to, you know, he wanted more. Went to Dallas, and you lost an opportunity to get your face. I know that we can go through, was there a player there that could have done it or could not have? But, like, that was their opportunity. And the reason why 5 years later we're talking about how bleak things may look after Curry, Jimmy, and Draymond are going to be done and why they might have to move Kuminga, it's because that day changed everything.
Exactly. And I know people like to go to Halliburton and Lonzo Ball and talk about, LaMelo Ball, and talk about, you know, where they'd be with those guys now. I don't even look at it like that. I look at it this way. What if they had taken a Kongwu, the guy in Atlanta now? He was a big guy out of USC. I think the Hawks drafted him 6th or 7th. But like even and a Kongwu right now is going to start for the Hawks, and they're going to get rid of Capella. But like even with a guy like a Kongwu, he would be playing on this team And you would know he would be playing on this team after Curry and Draymond and Butler. And no, you wouldn't think, we've got a superstar here. We've got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No, but you got a good little center. And you have Jordan Poole. And you have Jonathan Kuminga. And you have Moses Moody. Well, that's not a championship core, Steiny. Okay, I know it isn't. But it's closer to a championship core than what you have now, which is zero young players that you're convinced will turn into a star.
I understand that you cannot replace Curry. Even if it's someone who's really good, you're never going to find someone like that again. But what they've missed out on is the opportunity to draft a player that, A, could make a Draymond Green expendable more than he is, and a player that wouldn't force you to double down and go acquire Jimmy Butler. If the Warriors, I sincerely think the reason why they traded for him, it's because what's there to risk? They realize that their future is not going to look very good because they have failed to develop somebody that could be a part of this core and the next. Like, Guru thinks the Niners, for example, are done winning Super Bowls. But they kind of have a bridge guy. Brock Purdy contributed to the last Super Bowl they made and an NFC Championship appearance. And he's also going to be the bridge to whatever the next iteration of Niners football is. Whether they're good, whether they're great, whether they suck, he's that guy. He's their bridge. The Giants look like they have a couple potential bridge players. Ramos is a young guy. Eldridge is coming up. They have players that you can envision helping now and in the future. The Warriors, this is why we're going in circles around Kuminga. It's because no one can decide whether he's going to help you now and later. It feels like he has to help you later because either he's not allowed or he's not good enough to help you now. And you don't know whether it's worth risking his future. Like the Warriors over the last 5 years have failed to cultivate some sort of future to the point where we're talking about the biggest reason to believe in their brand and to believe that they can remain relevant in the NBA without Curry is because of their arena. It's not because of a player.
Right.
It's because of what they've built on that soil.
I was just thinking about this. There's two comparisons to what happened to the Warriors, as far as I'm concerned. And it's the Lakers and the Celtics in the 80s. All right? So, through shrewd moves, both those teams, the Lakers and the Celtics, found themselves atop the draft, even though they were championship teams. All right. So in 1982, the Lakers take James Worthy. All right. So James Worthy comes to the Lakers and they win titles.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Through the 80s, all right? So in 1986, the Celtics had just won their third championship. They had the second or third pick in the draft, and they took Len Bias, and he passed away. And they never recovered. Well, for a long, long time. They could not recover from that because Bird was aging and McHale was aging, and unfortunately, the Warriors drafted Len Bias, essentially, with their golden opportunity to keep something going. And what those picks represented, I'm going to put them all in there, especially if Kuminga's not here anymore. What those picks represented to me was at least the opportunity to not fall off the face of the earth when Curry retires. Because they might have had a better young player that they thought could be, you know, their guy for the next 10 years. Like, I know it doesn't do any good talking about Wiseman, but it's just, you're right, it's absolutely instrumental in why they're here and in a more desperate place than they should have been had they made better decisions with the draft while this team was still in their dynasty.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Evan and Westiney, Goo's going to be back tomorrow. The phone line is 888-957-9570. I see the text pouring in as well. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
Oh, heck yes.
Help us feel better, Jan. What's going on? How are you?
Well, good afternoon. I think Steiny has sold my thunder, and that was that, that Lacob also owns the Valkyries. And look at them. When Golden State is not playing, the Valkyries are now, their season is underway, and I've heard that if they were in the playoffs right now, the playoff time, they'd be a playoff team. Like, I think they were like number six, and they're coming along pretty darn good. And who knows? Maybe when Curry decides, maybe he'll still be part of the franchise by assisting Lacob in the office. Who knows? In the front office or with Levy. Is that his name? The one
Dunleavy
that took over for Myers.
Yeah. Mike Dunleavy.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot to, pick from this. I mean, he could still, sign an extension, but I'm looking at the Valkyries really, coming along and bringing in the revenue with the Chase Center and that venue that they made. I mean, it's a terrific place to visit, and it's great, and I'm still going to get up there. So, bring it on, man.
Thanks, Jan.
Appreciate it, Jan. She'll be locked in tonight at 7. Valkyries Liberty, 95.7 The Game.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. The Valkyries are going to get one of the best players in the game in the next 2 or 3 years.
Beckers?
I don't know who, but...
Juju?
Somebody... Some great player Caitlin is going to look at the Valkyries and say, I want to play there in front of 18,000 a night.
So what's the difference between the Valkyries and the Warriors? Why wouldn't a player look at the Warriors and say, I want to play there every single night in, say, 3 or 4 years?
They wouldn't.
But you're saying they would for the Valkyries.
Correct.
But they won't for the Warriors.
No.
Why not?
Well, because playing in front of a full house is more commonplace in the NBA. I don't think any NBA player really would go to a team because of the arena. I think a WNBA player, if all things are equal money-wise, I'm going to the place where it's a zoo, where it's a zoo inside that building.
Oh, for sure. But I think part of it's also the organization.
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
no doubt.
I do think the Warriors, and it's not just with Curry, have, you know, created a pretty positive representation. Like, people around the league know how well the Warriors are run. And I think that's part of it, too. Like, them getting a free agent is not going to be an easy endeavor. But I just find it interesting that you would think that the Valkyries, unquestionably, and I agree, would be able to find a big marquee free agent, and the Warriors wouldn't.
Yeah, well, I you know, we'll see how it all plays out. But I do think the Warriors are going to have trouble signing a big boy free agent after Steph leaves. I just do. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But, I mean, we saw it in Chicago. Nobody really wanted to follow in Michael Jordan's footsteps. Not a free agent coming on to the new team being the Bulls. I just don't know. You know, I just don't see who's the biggest free agent out there in 2 years. Luka Doncic. I don't think he'd want to come to the Warriors.
Trae Young.
After Steph Curry's gone. Hey, Luka, try to work on getting four titles. That's what the guy before you had. Good luck. No. Sorry, I'm not doing that.
Well, and that, like, therein lies the issue, is it's not just about someone who has to live up to the championship expectations, but it's someone who, at least the way that their future, their immediate future looks, like, that person has to do it by themselves. It's not like the Warriors, again, have a couple young pieces that you can say, all right, in a couple years, that guy's going to be pretty good. This guy can work with. We got three or four young dudes who look like, by the time that Curry's out, if I join that team, I can take him over the top. They, like, I love him. Pajemski doesn't look like he's going to be that guy right now. Kuminga, they might move on draft night. I don't know. But they don't have much of a future to sell to a free agent right now outside of the building and the Warriors brand, which has been built by Curry. I do want to get into some options for Golden State. All right, if Kuminga really wants to be an all-star, if he's seeking a different role for himself or a different location, who could the Warriors legitimately go fetch? Who would you be happy with? 888-957-9570. Also, again, Steiny's going to tell us what made him mad last night about the Giants, or just a particular Giants fan. And we'll get to that all coming up here on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Valkyries, Liberty, Golden State versus New York. You can hear The Game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch The Game on KPIX Channel 5, pregame beginning at 6:30. That segment sponsored by the Honda of Vallejo.
I'd like to see some more Pat Spencer in my life. I mean, bring it on, man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, Spencer's going to cost you about $2.5 million, Steiny.
What?
He's got an option, a team option.
Of course. Heck yes.
You think we see him back next year? The white smoke?
2.5?
Yeah.
New. No chance.
Well, but he got big
minutes.
What
did he make this year?
He got big minutes in the playoffs.
What did he make this year?
He's on a two-way contract. Signed him to a deal late.
Would you pay him 2.5?
I mean,
I wouldn't.
He's their third point guard.
Right now. But we're going to work on that in the offseason, Evan. We got a lot of work to do.
We do.
Here in Golden State.
We do. We do have work to do. You want to do a little bit of that work?
Sure. Can I answer a question first?
Yeah, of course.
You know, I have this theory that some people don't agree with, but, you know, I worry about the Warriors being able to sign a big boy free agent after Curry leaves, similar to, you know, the Chicago Bulls. Nobody wanted to follow Jordan. I'll just read this from the 510. Chicago has more to do with Jerry Krause than following MJ. I don't necessarily agree, but that's fine. So the question was from a guy on the YouTube chat, Pierce, and he said, well, Sonny, why are the Lakers able to sign free agents? So I think every organization is different. And for me, the Lakers are a team that now has a history of having big names, whether it's Chamberlain, Baylor, West, Kareem, LeBron, Kobe, Magic, Shaq. Some of them were drafted. LeBron came in free agency. Shaq came in free agency. It might have been a sign and trade, but you get what I'm saying. So, like, they've established a reputation as if you go to this place, you're going to be in a long line of stars. In Chicago, there's only one star. The whole history of the franchise. I get it. Bob Love and Jerry Sloan, Norm Van Leer. But Jordan's the guy. There's Jordan. That's it. The Lakers kind of have a rotation of stars that go there because they want to be the latest in a long string of superstars there.
But wouldn't having so many stars to live up to deter you from wanting to join them?
I think something. I think a lot of it has to do with L.A. Guys want to play there. And I think there's a certain kind of superstar that wants to be the latest. Yeah, I think there's a difference between an organization that has a track record of getting star players than one that had one of the greatest player of all time, and he's the guy you got to live up to.
Well, that's kind of my point. I think a big part of it is the state of your franchise, and that is what would scare me the most about the Warriors attracting someone beyond, let's say, 2027, which is when these guys' contracts are up. It's because there's nothing to join. You know, you really would be starting from the ground up, and that is my one fear about moving someone like Kuminga. It's not that I believe he's going to be, maybe he could be a multi-time All-Star like he was telling Slater this morning in The Athletic, but it's more that he might be a nice player, and you're not going to have any of those. You're going to have a lot of second-round picks, bench guys, maybe rotation players, but there's not going to be anything to sell to an impending free agent to join. The Warriors right now have a lot monetarily wrapped up in three old guys. They don't have any mid-level contracts. Moody's a good contract, but that's not a guy that is you're going to sell someone on joining. Pajemski, well, actually, don't even want to think about his contract extension next summer because it's going to be more than I want to believe. But
oh my goodness,
dude, that's going to be a conversation we're going to have, and I think it's going to get real toxic.
I think you might be right.
But the point is that there's nothing really to sell about him right now. I think there's something to sell free agents on this summer. Like you could come in and help the Warriors. Look at what Buddy Hield did. Look at what this guy was able to come in and help the Warriors do. But beyond 2027, it is relatively dark.
Yeah. There's no other way to put it. And that's why I've always been less concerned with, you know, whether Jonathan Kuminga is a potential superstar. Okay, I don't think he is. Is he a potential star? Maybe. I'm not sure. But you said it. He's a nice player. He can help you. And so just having a guy like that on the roster is reassuring when Steph retires, if you're somebody that likes Jonathan Kuminga. And it's funny because I was talking to Nahigian this morning, and I guess he was talking to somebody, and the guy asked him, what is everyone's fascination with Kuminga? Because I kind of feel that way too. Like, I think he's okay. I think he's a good player. But I think there's something that he represents that's on a far grander scale than Wiseman, Moody, Pajemski, Post, TJD. And it's because of his super athleticism. And he's got to figure out he's got to learn how to play basketball a little bit better.
I think it's also because you've seen teams win with that prototype of player. Not Jonathan Kuminga himself, but OKC's really young. They're long. They have uber athletes at every position, it feels like. Even the Celtics a couple of years ago when they won, you know, they, they had a lot of really good wings and athletic players. That's the way that the NBA's kind of decided. You know, Steph Curry's been an outlier for a long time as a player at that size who could dominate, but you need guys that are 6'7", 6'8", and can run and jump, and that's what Kuminga does. So I think that's why I've kind of looked at him as a lottery ticket, and the Warriors are trying to figure out when and if they're going to cash that lottery ticket in and what they can get for it.
The issue is that in 2020?
When they drafted him?
Yeah.
21.
In 2021, the jackpot for the lottery was, you know, $100 million. And now that lottery ticket, the jackpot is $10 million, if you know what I mean. Like, they had a chance.
Oh, yeah.
To get, you know, to win, you know, to get a player at two that would have been a hell of a player. They didn't. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. Now they're going to get rid of Kuminga. They might. They might get rid of Kuminga, but they ain't getting somebody who, you know, they ain't getting a guy as good as Haliburton or LaMelo Ball or, hell, probably Onyeka Okongwu, quite frankly.
I'll tell you who I would trade Kuminga for if I could. But I want to get to this call in Benicia. Ed's been hanging on patiently. Also wants to talk about who the Warriors could get. Ed, what's going on, man? Good afternoon. How we doing?
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even look at that.
Oh, hey, you're on.
Eddie.
Ed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, how's it going, man? I called about a month ago complaining about the fact that we didn't get Haliburton in the 2020 draft.
Yeah.
But I was on the Golden State of Mind website last night, and they had 31 scenarios dealing with Kuminga. Six of them dealt with if they just allowed him to walk. 15 of them were, you know, signing trades, and then the other one, if they actually signed him, who else could they pick up? And I saw one where the Warriors could end up getting Lonzo Ball. I'd go for Lonzo Ball at this point since Haliburton is no longer available. I'd go for Lonzo Ball, and then they were talking about giving the Warriors a first-round pick. So I'm thinking that if Dunleavy and the Warriors staff have an idea that there is a guy that they really want in this draft, that might be the way to go. Go get Lonzo Ball. Kind of reminds me of Livingston, who had, you know, serious injury problems. 6'6", high basketball IQ. I think he would really fit the Warriors. What do you think?
Thanks, Ed. Is he healthy right now?
I think he played 35 games last year and then missed the two seasons before. That's the only problem.
Yeah, I like him when he plays. But
when he plays.
See, that's the other thing. You better get players in here who can play a full season, because you have to plan for the possibility that Butler, Draymond, and Steph are not playing 70 games apiece next year. Like, you have to at least be prepared for that, I think.
Well, and that's why, if we're going to go down this road, we talked about this player yesterday, and the more I think about it, the more I do believe I'd be all right. The Miami Heat want to get off of Andrew Wiggins. I know it feels like you'd be going backwards, but in a perfect world, if I could turn Jonathan Kuminga into Andrew Wiggins, it'd probably be a three-way trade. You need someone else to facilitate. I would do that because I'm getting a player I know that fits, I know is happy here, and to your point, I know can probably play, assuming he doesn't take 3 months off for unknown reasons, or legitimate reasons, I should say. He's going to play 70 games a year. Seriously, like, last year, if the Warriors had had Andrew Wiggins instead of Jonathan Kuminga, I do think they might have been able to, well, Curry got hurt, but, like, that team at full strength, I do think is pretty legit. You have a couple of wings, one who can defend, we know, in Wiggins. He shoots it better than people give him credit for. And he doesn't have to be a focal point because he doesn't, like,
I know
it's not a perfect deal. But seriously, if I'm selling low on somebody, if I'm selling low on Kuminga, I want a player that I know what I'm going to get, and I don't know exactly what I'd get from Wiggins.
That's an interesting name. All right. So, Wiggins. Okay, bringing him back. Like, the one part of Wiggins that is attractive to me is, you know, he's low maintenance. He's going to be the third option at best, and he don't care. That's fine with him. There would be a sense of going backwards. I don't know if I would do that. How old's Wiggins now?
I think he's
like 30,
31? 29 or 30. Been in the league for 10 years.
30 years old.
30 years old. So he's still in his prime. Back to Wiggins.
Like, the 415's chiming in. I get it. Yeah, Wiggins, hell no. By the way, I'm not sitting in Guru's chair.
It's not the craziest idea I've ever heard.
Steiny's in Guru's chair.
By the way, what was I going to say about Wiggins? Oh, and you had said this earlier, and you didn't say that Wiggins wasn't in the way. But, you know, when I said, Butler was in the way. Draymond's in the way. And you said,
Butler's more in the way of Kuminga than Draymond is.
Yeah. Well, I'm not convinced that if they never would have traded for Jimmy Butler, that he wouldn't have been able to supplant Wiggins at any point. I mean,
I agree.
We might have been closer to asking Wiggins to come off the bench, and maybe he wouldn't have cared. But remember, it wasn't, 2-3 years ago when Wiggins rocked right back into the starting lineup at the end of the year for the playoffs. You know, that's one, too, that if you're Jonathan Kuminga, you're tired of this. You're tired of it. And if they bring him back and Draymond's on the team and Butler's on the team, you are asking for the same scenario with him again. And I would try to avoid that.
Well, and look, Kerr said they're going to try and experiment at the beginning of the season. To me, it has all the makings of we're on a carousel to hell. All of us, all those guys are not going to be happy. And well, Kuminga really is the one who's not going to be happy at the end of the day, even if he's paid. Look, we saw it with Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
He got paid, and he's still unhappy, or at least he is expressing his displeasure on social media. And I think you're right. It's because he wants a bigger role, and he wants the ball. That's what Jonathan Kuminga wants. He's less proven than Ayuk is, but the point remains, money's not going to solve it. If the Warriors thought that they could pay Kuminga, and that means that, hey, we'll make you the most, we'll make you the richest sixth man in the league. How about that? Whatever the highest paid sixth man in basketball is, we'll pay you more than him. That's not good enough. Like that's today what I'm gathering from his comments to Slater. The role is what the problem is. It's not the money. It's where I'm going to be in the pecking order. And he wants, again, I do believe this now, what he wants is in some way, shape, or form to have the role that he had in the Western Conference semifinals when he scored 25 a game on 50% shooting, because he thinks that he can do that for 82 games and then some.
And he might be able to.
He might. I think he might be right.
Like
it's just not going to happen here.
I do not. If Jonathan Kuminga said, I'll go anywhere. I'll go to Charlotte. I'll go to Washington. Like, I would rather do that than come back to the Warriors. Oh, but Steiny, if he's the best player on your team, you're going to stink. Okay, well, let him, you know, let the team stink and let Kuminga be the guy and try to build around him. But I agree with you. I think Kuminga wants to go anywhere, and ideally on a team maybe that's not that great, so that he can start to emerge. I mean, he's got a title. It doesn't mean anything to him, I'm sure, because he wasn't a huge part of it. But he's got a ring. I mean, go score 25 a game now. You got a ring, go score 25.
I think he just wants to figure out what he can be.
You're probably right about that.
And he wants – it's completely understandable. He's like most people. I think Jonathan Kuminga wants to realize his potential. And he has serious doubts for obvious reasons that that's ever going to happen here. And I totally get it. The question is, do the Warriors sell low on him? And by low, I mean not matching dollar for dollar. Because if that's what it turns out to be, then I also get why they can't give up on him. That's why they're kind of stuck. And even though they've been kicking this can down the road, like, let me ask you this. Do you think the Warriors regret not giving him $35 million last year? Because then that would make this process easier, right?
I don't think they regret not doing that. Because then at that point, you have a $35 million player who's not playing.
Could you imagine if he was making... Well, he wouldn't have. It would have been his last year, but if he was a $100 million player who got benched...
Right. Yeah, he still would have been making seven, but next year he'd been headed for 30, 35.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what? Now that I thought about it that way, Evan, maybe they do regret it, because had they done it last year, then he's stuck. You know, then, hey, Jonathan, you guess what? You're not starting, and you're going to have to wait for Butler and Draymond to retire. But, oh, by the way, you're going to be paid pretty well for the next 3 years.
Again, that's why I don't think the money matters. It does. You obviously want to be rewarded. But it's like a peacock, Captain. You got to let me fly. That's Mark Wahlberg. Oh, let's go to Tim in Jacksonville.
Boston fan, right?
He's from Boston, yes. Mark. What's up, Tim? Good afternoon. How we doing?
What's up, guys? Hey, I'm down here visiting my mom. Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, Evan, I agree with you 100%. First, I think the kid just wants to contribute. I think because he's actually done that before, he kind of knows what it's like to contribute to a team that wins. Like, he's played in games that he was a big part of them winning, and it probably feels good to have been there, have done that before, you know. But Wiggins is the one. I mean, honestly, I'm all day with Wiggins. The coach is going to play him. Wiggins has already made his money. unfortunately, he ain't going to care if he scores 6 points. He ain't going to care if he plays 12 minutes or 24. And the coach is going to play him. And they can probably put him at the 2, Butler at the 3, Dre at the 4, Post at the 5. I mean, listen, Evan, I agree with you. And I think it's the right thing to do on all parts. I mean, you can't be upset with the young man. He hasn't come out and blasted or said anything.
Nope.
I mean, the coach has told the whole world. I don't want him. I'm not going to play him. I mean, he went on a media tour to let everybody know. And this guy he's waited. He's done one calculated interview just saying, hey, look, I just want to go contribute to a team. That's all I want to do. And I don't think it's going to happen there. I'm not proud that the kid has his maturity. So people can kind of say what they're going to say, man, but I think we can kind of understand it.
Yeah.
But bring Wiggins back, man. I see it. I think it's a win-win for everybody. So I just wanted to say that, man. I agree with you, F.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I wasn't a hard no on Wiggins. It's intriguing.
Well, I think they'd be better. And that's, to me, that's the goal, is you're trying to figure out how you can, if you are going to move him, how you can get better in the process. And, again, there's probably some financial machinations that need to transpire. But my point is, in order to just let this guy become what he wants and the Warriors for them to get better, if you are going to trade him, I don't see a player out there that's going to help you accomplish both. I just don't. I mean, we can go down the list. Wiggins, R.J. Barrett is somebody you brought up yesterday.
Let's talk about Wiggins real quick.
Yeah.
He averaged 19 a game for Miami. I didn't think he would. He had a great, 46 field, 36 three. It's not terrible. The other numbers were about what the other numbers were. I think it would make you better, if for no other reason than, he'd slot into that. See, and I think that's the big problem. And I think that's the way the Warriors look at Kuminga. I think they think this guy wants to score 25 a game, and he can't do that here. And that's why the Wiggins thing makes sense. I mean, he has no problem being a third option on a team. And Jonathan Kuminga is not going to be the one or two option on this team for at least 3 years.
And he doesn't do everything. He's got his flaws. But he plays defense. And I think that's the biggest thing that, from what I can tell, Kerr wants from Kuminga. He wants him to use his athletic tools to be a great defender. And for whatever reason, he hasn't seen it yet. And that's at least what you know you're going to get from Wiggins. It's like, I hate the idea of trading a 22-year-old who also isn't even going to cost a ton. Like, a lot of these 22-year-olds that have been re-signed are making, their contract's going to be 30-plus. Like, they're paid like starters.
Yep.
So you're not having to sell me on that part, but I don't want to go down the road where all we're talking about for the next 2 years is, well, when's Kuminga going to get a chance?
Oh, my God.
Like, it's year five. He's going into year five. He's not. If Steve Kerr's the head coach, he's just not. And I don't think the Warriors are going to move on from Steve Kerr. So how can we get better? How can we improve? And I understand the pushback. 415, hard no on Wiggins. 408, back to Wiggins. I see people in the YouTube chat, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. No on Wiggins. I understand what it represents, which is going backwards. But unless there's a better alternative, that's what I think the best is for both parties right now. That's how I would try to solve the issues. All right, we got to hit a break here. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see you, Priest. We'll get to you on the other side. I do want to take that call. A reminder that coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Liberty right here on 95.7 The Game. You can download the Odyssey app and listen to the Valkyries on a special Valkyries channel. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5 pregame at 6:30. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. He'll be back tomorrow alongside Matt Steinmetz. That segment was sponsored by Safeway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.